Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Welcome back to From Lisbon with Love. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about building friendships abroad, making new friends, which is a really important thing to do if you're like new in a new country. And also, I want to remind you that we have a video version of the podcast on YouTube from now on, because last time, yeah,
We messed up
a little bit. So
just a little.
From now on, we will have video content. So also subscribe on YouTube and follow us there.
Yes. Yay. Okay, let's get into it.
Yeah.
And so go ahead. Did you want to say something else? I interrupted.
No, sorry. I'm fine. Okay. We're just going to dive right into it because we have, as always, a lot to talk about. Yes. And time is flying. So Let's get into it.
It's a little hot. Okay, go ahead.
And I think for the first question, I think people really like to know how we met. Like,
oh yes. So are you asking me how did we meet?
Yeah, if you want to tell the story, I can also tell it. But I mean, okay, maybe we have a different version, so we can combine.
Okay, so we met. So when I first got here, I came with my little precious Bella. She's sitting right next to me. And I stayed at home for the first 2 weeks because I didn't want to leave her and I needed her to get acclimated. So After the second week, I was like, okay, I got to get out of this house. So I went online and I went to the meetup group that's online. And that's a great way to meet people in any city. So I went on meetup and then I was looking through like what sounded fun to like meet people. And then I saw this group called the Nomad Girls.
Nomad Girls group. Yeah. Shout out to them. Nomad Girls.
Yes. And I saw a group for the Nomad Girls, and it's just girls who have moved to Lisbon and are alone, essentially. Moved to Lisbon alone and just looking for friends. So the next event that they had that was available was a dinner. So I was like, okay, I'll just go to a dinner. And I signed up. I went to the dinner, and there you were.
Yeah.
You were there, and it was five other girls as well. I think it was like six of us.
Yeah, it was a small group. Yeah. It was in a Georgian restaurant.
That was my first time having Georgian food. It was amazing. We have to go back. We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, we did. While we were eating, we were talking
about other food.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was interesting when I actually first got there, because I was actually the first one there because no one else had gotten there yet. But there was another meetup group happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one French lady, and she was not happy that I was coming near her meetup group because it was like all men. So I didn't know if it was like a meetup group for dating or something, but she was like completely like wanted me to leave. Like I got that energy from her. Like she was like, no, this isn't that meetup group. I think your meetup group is over there. And I was like, okay. Rude. I was like, all right, I got you. You're a little threatened, but that's totally fine. Thanks for the compliment.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So she was like, because there was no one else there. And it was a bunch of people looking around like, oh, is this the group? Is this the group? Yeah. And then they sent us to the back. They sent me to the back. They didn't say there were two meetup groups. They were just like, oh, you go back here. And I was like, hey, guys.
Hello.
Like, hi. And she's like, no, you're not with this group.
Oh my God.
So, but it was fine. And then more people came from the Nomad Girls. And I was like, oh, okay, it's over here. I'm like, these girls are nice.
Yeah, but it's always a bit awkward in the beginning, right? If you come to like a new place and there's people and you just don't know like which are belonging to the group.
Yeah.
So when because I remember that, because I think you were the first and then me, I was maybe the second or the third.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, hello, like, are we going to eat here?
Yeah. Is that okay? And it's like, what's interesting about doing this whole thing is that it's, I mean, you're nervous, obviously, because you're meeting random people that you never met and you're kind of you getting out of your comfort zone in a way, because I don't think that's comfortable for most people just to meet random strangers. I don't know. It depends.
Were you nervous for that? Maybe because it was your first time.
I think I was more excited than nervous. Yeah. Because I remember I was like chatty catty when I got there. Because I was like, it was the first time I was out.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey guys, I'm excited to be here. I'm like, who are you? What's going on? Oh, I knew I was super chatty. Yeah. I'm normally like super quiet.
It was your social battery was like super charged after all the tweaks in your house.
Really, it really was. That's a great way of putting it. My social battery was completely charged.
Yeah. But that really helps.
Yeah. But it was actually like really fun. And then like, so tell me your experience of like coming to the event.
Yeah, because I was already living in Lisbon for, I think, close to half a year. But then I was kind of pushing myself also to meet new people, because I already collected some people that I really liked. But I was like, okay, maybe once in a while I could still go to these events to meet people. And because it was a small dinner, I was really feeling like going, because I went to the bigger events too. But those were so overwhelming and there's so many people and it's like everybody seems super nice. It's kind of like speed dating in a way, because you cannot really get into like a deep conversation. Mm-hmm. So it's only like superficial. So I was like, okay, let me go to the small dinner and see who else is coming. Mm. And maybe there's going to be people that I like and then I can like stay connected with. Because sometimes I felt like the bigger events were kind of a waste of time.
Oh, really?
Well, not really waste, but I mean, in a way that I was super exhausted after and I didn't stay in touch with anyone. Mm. So I was like, this is not helping, so that's why I came to the smaller
event. I have a question for you in regards to those big events. Like, what did they, was it organized in any way? Or was it basically just like show up and just like randomly start talking to people?
Yeah, both. Like the digital nomad meeting, that is more like that. But then there were also some like events where it was kind of like set up, so it was kind of organized. Mm-hmm. But then still, if there's a lot of people, and especially like it was winter time, so people would go inside. So then it was like super overwhelming. Mm. I prefer like bigger groups outside.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Also because it's like so noisy and and then I got like so exhausted. So I was like, okay,
so this is not for me. The dinner that we met, it was your first dinner going out with strangers?
No, it was not the first. I did it before, but I think it was the first smaller dinner.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I had two small dinners in total, but I'm not sure if it was like with you was the first or I had another one before, because I remember in the fall I had two dinners like with a small group.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how did you meet those people?
What people?
From the small dinner that you went to, the other two dinners that you went to.
Where you mean you where? Or
where did you meet them? Like, how did you find the dinner?
It was on the meetup.
It was on the meetup.
Yes, like from the Nomad Girls.
It was from Nomads as well. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was from a different.
Oh, no. No, it was from the same, because I remember that I liked it like the first time. So I was like, okay, let me just do it again. Mm-hmm. And then we made a group chat after that was with the other group. But then, I think we saw each other maybe two or three times more. And then after that, it was also a bit like, you know, I'm not talking to them anymore.
Yeah,
that happens.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. When the dinner that we met, we sat literally right across from one another.
That really helped.
And I don't know. There was like an energy that I felt like it was just like, I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know, comfortable around you. It just seemed like natural. I don't know. But Yeah, that's where we met. And I had a really good time at the dinner, but I never really stayed in contact with any of the other girls. I did go to another dinner with two of the other girls, but it wasn't like I didn't really feel like a connection in the sense where I wanted to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And also too, I'm the type of person where I don't like to have a lot of friends. Like I only like to have like a handful because I'm very deep when it comes to relationships. I go deep. Yeah. Like I don't really do surface like that much. So, and if you're going to be going deep, you can't be having like a bunch of friends because that's just
too much work.
It's too much work.
Too much energy.
Yes, it's too much energy. I have to do like a social recharge. Like,
for 2 weeks again.
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's really how it works. And I think it's exactly the same for me. And that's also why we connect, because I think we're really similar in that way.
Yeah.
And also because at that dinner, I remember there was like a bunch of introvert people. That's how I felt. But I was like, I'm introvert too, and you're an introvert. Mm-hmm. But then at that table, I felt like we were kind of
the extroverts.
Pushed to be the extroverts. Yes, yes. But on a natural way, it was like, it was not like, oh my God, I have to talk or something, because it was going naturally.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, I just found it super funny that, because normally in a group, I'm not the extrovert.
Yes.
But we had so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, and asking people questions and like keeping the conversation going.
I'm very curious. I'm a very curious soul. So I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of makes me like an extrovert in certain situations. Because I guess I'm a balance, but I feel like I'm probably like 80% introvert and maybe 20% extrovert. But like I can bring it out when I want to bring it out, you know?
Yeah.
But like in those situations, you kind of have to be an extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we met.
That's how we met.
Yes.
And then like, did we end up meeting up again? Oh, we ended up doing another event with them. We did the yoga. We did yoga at the park?
But was it with the same group?
Yeah. Do you remember we did yoga and then we did brunch after?
Yeah, but it was different people. Or you mean like Nomad Girls?
It was still with Nomad Girls.
Yeah. But I mean not the same people because we didn't stay in touch. So it was like other people from the group.
Other people. So this organization, they constantly have different groups and there's always like different girls coming in because it seems like there's a lot of people coming to Lisbon and a lot of digital nomads coming in and out. So
yeah, because I remember at the dinner, there were also like people that were here for studying or something. So they would be here for like some months. So it really varies. So there's people that are here for a short time, people that are here maybe for half a year or a year, or people that really live here and they also want to make new friends. So
And I think it worked because we both moved here to like live. So that's another, I feel like another connection that we had to where we were going to be here long term. And if you throw back to me, like having like strong friendships and things like that, you're going to gravitate to those who are like going to be here for a long time. So
yeah,
that just came to me.
Yeah. That's super important because that's also can be a struggle with meeting people that you're like, oh, we really connect and I really like you. And then they move.
They leave. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's better if you know it beforehand.
Yeah.
So you can choose where you want to put your energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So I have a question for you. What was the hardest part about making friends abroad and how did you overcome it?
I think for me, it was two things. The first was like putting myself out there, like as an introvert. And the second was that I was a bit hesitant that I would find like the same quality friendships that I had back in Netherlands. Because
you did mention that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I, like, the friends that I have, I know them from when I was 12 or 13, 14, 15 year old. So it's, like, half of my life.
Yeah.
So I grew up with them. So it's, like...
And then tell me about how it is growing up in the Netherlands with, like, friendships and things. Like, people don't really go outside of...
Yeah, I think like we spoke about it in the previous episode as well. That it's not really common for us to mix with, like, people outside of our bubble. And that's not on purpose, but that's just the way it goes. And I think also because I didn't study there and also I didn't have any international friends or anything. I think, yeah, because I didn't study there, I feel like I kind of missed also a part of getting new friendships in my 20s. Because I only have one friend left from...
Because you didn't study where?
In my hometown.
Oh, in your hometown.
Yeah, because so I moved out to Amsterdam to study.
Okay.
So when I was 18, I left. So that was like usually when people would go to university, like, and they would collect new friends.
Uh-huh.
That didn't happen to me because I went away.
Okay. And so then you still had the original friends from when you were younger. So you didn't make like any close connections when you went to college?
Yeah, I did. But then after that, when we graduate, people would move out as well. So they would leave Amsterdam or they would go away like abroad to travel or to work somewhere else. But I'm very lucky that I still have one friend, like close friends. Mm-hmm. And we call like a couple times a month. And mm-hmm. when I'm in Netherlands, we always try to see each other. She also visited me here already. So
did I meet her?
Not yet. Okay. No.
Because you've already had like multiple people come visit you already.
You almost met my whole Dutch friend group. Yeah, already within a year. That's crazy. But there's still more to come. So maybe later. Yeah. But so I didn't stay in touch with a lot of people from university. So that's also why I felt like when I moved back after my graduation to my hometown, I felt kind of lonely at that time because I was a bit disconnected from my childhood friends from high school. And then the other friends that I made, they kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm. So when I was about 22, I had to kind of rebuild the friendships that I had with that people. Now we're like super, super close.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah. So did I cut you off from earlier? What were some of the hardest things when you were saying here?
I was mentioning the quality friendships mm-hmm. that we just discussed. And the first thing was putting yourself out there. Because like for me, if you have like the same bubble and sometimes it's like a friend of friend that you meet and you connect really well, but then here it was like you don't have even one friend to begin with, so you don't have friends or friends, you don't have anything, so it's like
you're starting from zero.
Yeah. So that was something that I was not afraid of, but I was like, it's a lot of work, you know, especially as an introvert. I was like, I'm not sure if I want to go like to all these events.
Yeah, you were telling me that you weren't sure that you wanted to put in the work to make new friends. No, was that some of the... No, I think that was one of the apprehensions that you had moving to a new place.
Yeah, that was like my kind of the thing that I struggled with.
Yeah.
That I was afraid that I couldn't do that or it was like too much or...
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie about that. I mean, it was a lot, but it's also been really like... I mean, it's challenging, but it also brings you a lot of beautiful things mm-hmm. in the end. I mean, we're starting this podcast together because of our friendship. So it's like 1 year ago, I could never imagine like doing that with a new friend, right? That would be like, what the fuck? You know each other for such a short time and then you start a business together. I would be like, girl, no, not gonna happen. But look at us now.
Oh my God, that's funny. I feel like I'm so like spontaneous and like, adventurous, I probably would just do it anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Like, I know you. You probably would.
Because I'm like, let's do it. Let's see what it's about. I'm all about experiences.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But we make a great combo.
We do.
I think in that way, we are super different.
Yeah. It's like perfect.
Yeah. Opposites attract.
Opposites attract.
And for you, did you find anything hard about making new friends? Because you also came alone.
Came alone. I think for me, it actually wasn't... I didn't feel like it was as difficult. I think also too, prior to me moving here, I had traveled the world and I always traveled by myself.
Right.
So I was always in situations where I had to force myself to be extrovert in the sense of like making new friends. And I think just because of all the different platforms that are available nowadays to meet new people, it's like very easy. And I was excited about meeting new people. I know that, of course, like all of my friends and my family back home, they are always still there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I like a new adventure.
Yeah.
So I don't think there was any hardships, but you just having to step out and just be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you know about that platforms before you moved? Was it something that you were familiar with on the travels?
I had heard of Meetup, but I don't think I ever really actually used it. Because back in the day when I was traveling by myself, I used... Do you ever hear about the couch surfing? Did you ever hear of couch surfing?
Like literally my nightmare.
But yeah. So I never slept on anyone's couch, but I used it to meet people because they had a message form where you're like, oh, I think you could do it by region, like where you are. And then I would put like a little comment or say like, hey, I'm in town. Is there anybody who wants to meet up or like hang out or go to this place? And then people would respond like, yeah, I'm here. Like, I'm by myself too. Let's meet up. And then I end up meeting like all these people. And the last time I actually used it was when I was in Brazil for the World Cup, because I went by myself and I didn't know anybody. So I was like, all right, who's around? Who wants to meet up?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So yeah, I used those things. And what other stuff did I use back then? I think it was mostly couch surfing.
Yeah, I think there's many platforms nowadays that make it super easy. Also, the app that we used during COVID, it's called Amigos.
What's that?
It's
Portuguese?
No, actually
Spanish.
Yeah, I mean by the name, but I'm not sure if it's like a Spanish company or something. But I remember we used that app during COVID to go to other people's parties. It was just house parties.
What?
And they had invitations on the app, and then we would just go like on the map and then see if there was like a party in the area, and then we just were there like, hello.
No.
So that's what I did, but that was only because I was bored during COVID. I would never ever do that here now.
I've never heard of this. Wait, this kind of reminds me, like, I was on Netflix and they showed like a documentary about this person who wanted to have a party and like end up being like thousands of hundreds of thousands.
Is that
people
Project
coming to
X?
This power.
Or
I don't know. I didn't watch it, but I saw like a preview of it. And now that you're talking about this Amigos app, like, so you can just go on there and just randomly go to people's houses for a party?
Yeah, you can just go to a party. But I would never do that alone. It was just with friends. But I mean,
is this a new app or is it old?
I don't know. I found out about it during COVID, but maybe it was already there before. But I don't know. But I don't feel like if you travel to a country by yourself, you would... I mean, if you're super, like, adventurous and you don't give a shit, maybe you would go to a party alone with, like, a house party where you don't know the people.
Yeah. So, wait, you went to a party?
Yeah, but with friends, in Netherlands. Okay. I mean, I would never go here to a house party of someone that I don't know by myself. That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just saying it because maybe there's someone listening to it. Maybe there's, like, a guy... like not afraid and he wants to go like to a party. Well, Amigos is your app.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's the new dating the new dating app, Amigos. Hey, let's meet at this house.
Yeah, you never know,
it's in the woods. No.
just follow the road. And then you will see us
waving. Okay.
With a knife.
Oh, Jesus, no. I was doing the subtle.
Oh, okay. Well, I made a horror story from it.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
What?
Ask me a question.
Oh, sorry. Like, what are you hinting me? Like...
It's ping pong.
Ping pong. I'm sorry. I was like, because we talk so much that I was even forgetting that you were the one asking me a question, you know? Because it's like, it feels like 10 minutes ago already.
I know.
How has our friendship helped you navigate a big change in your life since moving here? That's a good one, though.
Yeah. I would say, I was actually mentioning this to you earlier, but in the regards to... us both having animals that we love to pieces, and finding someone here that you can trust to mm-hmm. take care of your pets while you're gone or while you're going on a trip or something. I feel like that was something super solid that I wanted to find here. Mm-hmm. And just finding, I mean, you can find people to watch your dog or whatever, but it's like you want someone that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And someone you feel like you can trust. Mm-hmm. So that was a big thing.
Yeah.
What about for you?
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of that immediately, but now that you mentioned it, I was like, yeah, that was a thing. But because now for me, it's so comfortable to leave my piggy with you and mm-hmm. maybe one day the new guinea pig too. It's like, I have two now. So yeah, for me, that was also a thing that I was like, okay, normally I would have friends watching them or my parents. So it's like, I always knew that they were going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you move alone, it's like,
and you know no one,
and you need to find a pet sitter, kind of, also like a pet sitter in someone that you know.
Yeah,
because I feel like I have many great friends, but I don't see that much people as a pet sitter in that way, like taking care of my pets.
Yeah,
because it's a thing.
Yeah, you kind of.
It's a feeling, also.
Yeah, it's you kind of like in regards to friendships and the people that you meet, it's like. You can see if someone's responsible or not. And mm-hmm. you're like, okay, we could be friends, but I don't know if I'll let you watch my dog.
I know. It's like, we can go to like a party, but...
Yeah, we can go happy hour for like, you know, party, but I don't know if I'll let you watch my dog.
I know, but it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's natural.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
But I'm glad that we found like the same thing in each other, like the... I know. Reliability and like,
and the fact that we're starting this podcast together, it says that we really do trust each other.
Yes, because we're already spending a lot of money.
Yes,
we invested a lot. So
yes, Patreon.
sign up is in sign the up. Description.
Bonus features. No. Bonus footage.
Come in with that money. No, I'm joking.
Not really. Okay. okay. Well, what tips would you give someone moving to a new country who feels lonely or isolated?
Try amigos. No, I'm joking. No. I would say like try Meetup.
Yes.
Like Meetup is a good one because mm-hmm. there you have a lot of events like going to a bar, going to yoga, going to a dinner. It's like whatever you prefer. And also if you have like a super specific niche, then there's mm-hmm. always something for you.
Yeah.
And also like people playing board games. I mean, there's so many different things.
I know. They have everything. They have social activities. They have like languages. Like if mm-hmm. you want to practice Portuguese.
We should really go there.
Yeah, we definitely. Yes. I was on track with doing my Portuguese and then I kind of fell off track a little bit, but yeah. I need to get back on track. But yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But they have a mixture of everything.
Yeah, they do. Because I feel like if that platform didn't exist, like where would you start meeting people?
Like,
because for me, the first people that I met was through Meetup, and I didn't even know about Meetup before moving.
It
was like,
how did you find out about it?
I went to São Bento, to the park uh-huh. where all these cute coffee shops are like around.
Yeah.
And I was walking there and I saw a sign like co-working Wednesday 11 a.m. and I was like, okay, I'm going to the co-working. And then I was googling to the cafe, and then I found that they had like an event organized, and that event was from that event was on the platform Meetup. Mm-hmm. So I just only found it by like walking there, and I just saw that sign, and then I googled it, and then I found Meetup, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know about any of this.
Okay.
But apparently it's like super common. I mean, Meetup is in every country.
Yeah,
but I didn't know anything.
I had remembered it from like years ago, but I never used it. And then for some reason, I don't even know how it popped up again. I don't know. Oh, I remember. I Googled. I was Googling, like, how to meet people.
How to make friends.
How to make friends abroad. No, how to make friends in a new place. Or I don't know. I Googled something. And it popped up. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about Meetup. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah. So I would just say, like, try Meetup. I mean, there's probably more platforms, but this is the biggest one, I feel. Mm-hmm. It's super known. Mm-hmm. And yeah, what else? I mean, what else would you say, like, for as a tip?
I'm sure Facebook probably has like a bunch of groups.
Of course, because that's how the whole journey started. I almost forgot about it.
Yeah.
Because there's also Facebook with Dutch people in Lisbon, for example.
Okay.
So if you need some help with like all the, how do you say, like the security number, the social number, and all those things, mm-hmm. like the NIF number, for example, you can ask it there. But I also saw that people were making like creating topics about that they wanted to go for a coffee or something, and they were kind of asking other people if they want to go. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was a bit afraid to meet people from there because it was like random people commenting about the topics, and also when I looked at the profile, it was like a bit, I don't know, didn't feel right for me. And the funny thing is, I don't know if I can share it here, and if not, we can leave it out after. Mm-hmm. But there was a girl on that Facebook, and I was checking her profile, and I was like, I don't know, like I got weird vibes. Mm-hmm. And then I found later that she was also on the Nomad Girls group. Mm-hmm. She was on the group chat. Mm-hmm. And then one day I received a message from the owner of Nomad Girls, and she was saying, could you all please block this number from this girl?
Oh.
Because she's stalking people and sending voice messages at midnight to people that she doesn't even, that she hasn't met. So, yes.
And oh my God, trust your instincts. I know. Trust your gut, because you knew like something was off.
Just by the picture. Wow. And I remember that
what was the picture? What did it look like?
I don't know, but just something in the eyes, you know, like the expression that mm-hmm. I was already like, I don't know. And I remember she also sent me something. I think she also sent me a voice message, but I just never even opened it because I didn't feel like, you know, I just deleted the chat.
But was this after you found out she was...
No, it was even before, because I didn't even meet her. So I was like, why are you sending me something? Like, I don't even recognize this number. I don't know you at all.
Desperate for, like, friends. Yeah, so it's a bit... She was a bit creepy.
Yeah, so I was already like, I deleted her already. Yeah. And then, like, I think it happened that same week or the week after that the owner sent a message about her. And I was like, I already knew it.
Wow, that's interesting. I was only thinking, like, because I noticed on some of the Facebook chats with the different groups that you get, like, some spammers in there.
Mm-hmm. And you do. Yeah. Yeah,
so you have to be careful with that. Because there actually is a Facebook group for, like, Lisbon, for women in Lisbon, or I forgot the name of it. I had joined that because I was joining a bunch of different things.
Is that the Portuguese one, the Lisbon Meninas, or?
No.
It's another. Yeah, there's multiple.
Yeah. But I know that some people could just like stalk that group and act like they're like a female in the group to be like, hey, you guys want to come hang out? Yeah. And it's actually like...
It's a guy.
Yeah.
A creepy guy.
Creepy guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would also say as an advice, like trust your intuition when it comes to meeting people. And also I think like the meetup events are in general safe because it's like organized and everything. So you're not like going somewhere random. But because I didn't know about Meetup at first, I was like, okay, let me just check Facebook. But I think I never eventually met someone through Facebook.
I don't trust Facebook. I don't trust the people on there. Like, I see the group and I see the post and everything, but something just like I said, trust your gut. Something just doesn't feel right with the Facebook stuff. I feel like a lot of the stuff might be like fake people or fake, I don't know.
Yeah, it's super easy to fake your profile there.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Our suggestion is Meetup.
Meetup, yeah, for sure.
Meetup for sure.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of fun things.
Because
they're, I think I was looking, because I wanted to do something like fun and outdoorsy, and I saw this thing about some adventure park. I was like, "Hey guys, let's go to this." And you're like, "No."
I was like, "I'll pass. See you in the happy hour. Meet you later."
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's move on. What are some cultural differences that shaped how we connect as friends here?
Ooh, cultural differences. I have one.
Tell me.
Okay, so because when... Okay. Okay.
Here so we go.
When I met your friends and you guys were all together and we were all having dinner, and then these people were just walking by and then they're just like... And I don't remember if they were speaking Dutch or if they were speaking English. They might have been speaking English.
So that you could hear
so
it.
So that I could understand, because I was the only English speaking. Well, they speak English, but they were doing it for me. And
that's very kind for Dutch people, by the way, because normally they just continue talking Dutch. So we were kind of lucky.
I got the nicer Dutch people.
Yeah, kind of. Then wait for it.
Yeah. So, okay, people were walking by and then they start talking about them. And I'm like, are you guys talking about random people? First it was one and I was like, okay, I just let it slide. And then someone else just started to walk by and they're like, da, 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 da. And I'm like, are you guys literally just talking about people as they walk by? And then you were like, yeah, that's a Dutch thing. I'm like, what?
I didn't even notice that we were doing that.
I was like,
because it's so, I don't know, it's kind of a cultural thing, I would
say. That's a cultural thing to just talk about people.
I would say, I mean, there's literally people in Netherlands that go like on a terrace, mm-hmm. not to have like a good talk or to have a drink, but just to people watch.
Okay, you can people watch, but are you talking like negatively about them as you're watching
them? Not always negative. It's just like commenting. It's when you watch like a TV show. And you just say like out loud what comes to your mind.
Yeah.
Because it can also be like, well, she has really like good shoes, or you're like, oh, I want that bag. I'm also looking for something like that. You tell your friend. But it can also be like something negative. It could be both ways. It's just commenting. So it's like the first thing that pops up in your mind. But what was it? Because I don't really remember, because it's so common.
I just remember you guys were talking about the people like in a bad way. And I was like, what the heck?
But what did we say?
I don't know. Probably talking about their clothes or something. I don't know. Something.
But people are probably also talking about me. But it's just, I don't care.
I don't know. I was like actually taken aback by it. I was like, wait, are you guys literally just talking shit about people as they walk by? I was like, what the heck?
And I didn't even notice.
Yeah, and you're like, what do you mean? I was like, that's
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, it's like...
Normal?
Yeah, I mean, now that you told me that, like, later, mm-hmm. I realized, because I was also thinking by myself, like, when we go for happy hour or something, we don't do that.
Yeah.
But I think it depends on the people that you're with.
Yeah.
And it's not like we do that all the time, but I mean, like, it's just... You're not aware of it. It happens. So I didn't even notice when it was.
And because I'm not in that group, in like that world, mm-hmm. I noticed it immediately. And I was like.
Yeah, because it's super
different.
It was different,
like one person, and then it was another person. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, but it's also because I feel like Dutch people on a holiday, you know? Like, because for them it was a holiday.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're super like, I don't know, like... focused on what's going on around you know what I mean?
I'm a because people watcher too. I love people watching, but I don't like talk about them as I'm watching them. I just like to watch and just like I'm interested. I'm like
yeah, but we literally say like. What we think, so it's like we're not like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say it. No, it's already said. So that's I mean, that's how
like,
it goes.
Bloop.
Yeah, it's like no filter. Yeah.
Yeah.
That can be funny sometimes.
It is. Yeah, it can be. Like for the situation that we had last night, we went to dinner and there was these two women that were smoking, and their smoke was getting on us while we were eating. And you were just like, oh my gosh.
Not on us, in us.
Yeah.
It was going like.
It really was.
I was like, and it was like 32 degrees.
Yeah.
No wind. Yeah. So I was like.
And then Anna, she was like, okay, I'm going to go say something. And I was like, wait.
No, I said, first I said to you, do you find it embarrassing to do, if I would go, do you find it embarrassing? You were like, no.
I don't find it embarrassing. So I just went. Like, you never know who the other person is and like their reaction to.
Yeah.
But then also too, I realized that was just like some.
Two girls.
No, I think I was saying it was like some traumatic stuff from my life that I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
You don't know what kind of response you're going to get.
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah,
I was like, okay, these are just two nice girls, know, like.
Because she was telling me that she, like, in Netherlands, it would be just like immediately just like, hey.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
But I tried to be a bit more like.
Yeah, you were nice about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And also I was like, okay, let me just wait for a little bit and see how it goes. I'm not like immediate response. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, I was like, well, I want to breathe. So there's no other choice than to ask.
Yeah. And they were actually really nice about it. Yeah. But then they end up smoking a little bit later. Did you notice they started later?
Yeah.
After they ate or something. And then I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
Yeah. It was time to wrap up.
Yeah.
Anyway, how did we came to this?
Yeah, how did we
what
get
here?
What
was even the question?
Like, I don't even remember.
The cultural differences.
Oh, because
they have more.
Because are there any cultural differences that you experience, like with me being an American, like that's different from like the Dutch culture?
Yeah, I was reading this question. I was like, maybe, but also not that it's super visible because I feel like it's not. I mean, of course, it's different, but I mean, like. In a friendship, like we have, it's also, I feel like we're both like super open-minded and whatever. Yeah. It's like most things are maybe the same, but I think it's also a thing that we spoke about that Americans are always like super friendly and enthusiastic.
And that's what?
Enthusiastic? Enthusiastic?
Oh, enthusiastic.
Oh, sorry. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, I love that.
Remember, it's not my first language.
Yes, it's okay. It's okay.
Enthusiastic. Well, that's. And I feel like maybe it's my personality or it's just a Dutch thing. But mm-hmm. I feel like in general, I mean, I'm not super like.
Yeah. I think it's a Dutch thing.
Yeah. I'm not super like, how do you say it?
Outgoing.
Outgoing.
Yeah. It's, Americans were very outgoing.
I'm happy from the inside, but I don't show, you know?
Like, but you don't show. It's like.
It's like this. It was the same when we were recording the intro. We had to redo it because of me, because I was literally like blah, 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 like a robot, and I feel like we did redo everything, but I feel like your part was just the same as the first part.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like we only had to redo my part because I was like no.
It's okay. Yeah,
but it's just, I don't know,
I think also too, just the Dutch culture is like, I think it's not as what's the word, like as outgoing
mm-hmm.
as the American culture is.
Yeah, for sure.
So I would say that would be the only thing. But in regards to friendships, we just like vibed, so mm-hmm. it was just like a natural thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I think we're both also really open when it comes to, for example, talking about sex or something mm-hmm. because I feel like with some other friends, it could be a bit, depending on the culture, it could be mm-hmm. a bit like weird to talk mm-hmm. about.
Is it in like in the Netherlands, is it weird to talk about sex?
Well, for me it's not, and also for my friends it's not, but I think in general because people are very direct, they don't care. So it's like, I mean, I cannot speak for every Dutch person, of course, but I feel like in general we don't mind talking about these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like for you, it's kind of like you're also open, you know? So it's like, in that way, I think it's really similar.
Okay.
But any other differences? I don't know, like.
No.
It's hard to
come up with. I think that's probably why we're friends.
It's a good thing that there's not so much differences.
I know. What time is it? Oh. Look at that.
Yeah, but we're gonna save the rest for the bonus. So.
Yeah, we're hitting our mark, but we have a few other questions that we wanted to get to, but we will put that on to the bonus section. And if you wanna see the bonus, then you gotta subscribe.
Yep.
And pay that money. No, I'm joking.
Not that much, though.
It's not that much. It's not that
much. It's like a little tribute to
us.
Yeah,
it's a tribute. Yeah.
To our new podcast.
And our friendship.
And our friendship.
And I don't know.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
For like after today, after the podcast. No, yeah. Joking.
I don't know. I'm just like very excited that this whole journey coming to Lisbon, meeting all these amazing people and different friends. Oh, also too, in the extended, I kind of want to talk about the other friends that we've met here and then how that is too, and where they're from and things like that. Cause I feel like our friends are like from all over the place.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Which
yeah. I mean, that's what happens if you don't have like friends of friends, because you need to collect them all by yourself. Mm-hmm. So you collect like random people, kind of, right?
Yeah. It's just, yeah. And it's kind of like you look at them all together and you like, it doesn't seem like it all fits, but it works.
I mean, if it's not fitting, then I think it also says something.
Yeah.
About certain people.
Yeah.
So, not to be rude, but
she's meant to be rude.
I'm born Dutch, so she's Dutch. I can't help it. Sorry, guys. You just gotta leave out the people that don't fit. I'm sorry. They find other people that they really connect with. So.
Of course. I mean, it's all like energetic vibes and, you know, all that thing. Mm-hmm. I'm all about energy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You will see the further like, we get along in this podcast, in the episodes.
Do we have something to close it off? Or?
Do you want to close it out with just, like I was saying, just the friendships that we've made and we've created here in Lisbon. It can be created anywhere if you want to move to any other country, because Meetup is everywhere, and of course Facebook is everywhere, but I wouldn't trust Facebook.
No, don't trust
sorry.
Facebook.
Don't get mad. This is my opinion, entertainment purposes only. Okay. So, anything to close it out?
No, I think we already gave the tips, like what to do, and I feel like we can talk for hours more. But
we have a lot more that we want to get to, but we will put that on the bonus section.
You will.
So catch us over there, and yay! All right, this is the end of our episode 2, and we'll see you on the next one. And
do you want to give a sneak peek of the topic?
The sneak peek?
For the next one?
Well, we're going to talk about our other friendships. And oh, you mean for the next episode?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember.
Do you remember? You're going to call it out and then not know.
I was like, maybe you know. Oh, I think I know it. I saw it on the... It is about navigating a new country alone. That's
navigating a new country alone, like all the different aspects, not just friendships, but because we already did the friendship part, but like everything just else,
like the part before the friendships, when we were like arriving alone and like setting up our life,
getting here, all the logistics,
more practical things also, emotional too, so it's gonna be a good one.
And we're gonna bring on some guests to interview. Those episodes will probably be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So
if they talk as much as we do, then
I know. It's so crazy because I'm not a really big talker, but the fact that I guess because I'm talking about things that I love and I enjoy, I guess it works.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
Yeah.
But
I know. All right, guys. So we'll see you in the next one. And this is us from Lisbon.
With love.
With love.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.